Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as we assemble around your table, we pray that your Holy Spirit comes down. Spirit of the living God, come and speak to us. Come and speak through me, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Educate us, elevate us, challenge us, lift us to the places where you want us to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. And before I forget, this month is a month of thanksgiving. At the end of the last Sunday of this month will be Thanksgiving Sunday. I don't know about you, but I have some things to thank God for. Hallelujah. The very fact that you are still breathing in this season, after all that we have been through, you ought to give God thanks in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? Thanksgiving is something that should be done every other day. But because of who we are, we designate the Sunday so that it becomes special. Hallelujah. So this month, at the end of the month, begin to consider in what ways you're going to thank God. I remember when we were thanking God when we were growing up. Whenever our parents would say it's Thanksgiving Sunday, my dad would just stand at a hill, looking at the plane, looking at the cows, and his eyes would begin to scout, to look out for which cow, the best cow, that is going to bring to the Lord. Hallelujah. And those who had goats would look for God, the best goat. Those who had the chicken, they would look for the best chicken. Those who did not have any, you know, animals, they would look for the best yam, the best pumpkin, whatever it is, to bring to the Lord. And on the day of Thanksgiving, oh my God, you would see something spectacular. You would see cows, you would see sheep, you would see goats. And that's how it was even in the Old Testament. But in this season, in this dispensation, you do not have cows in your home. You don't have goats in your home. You don't have chicken in your home. So may the Lord lead you what you will thank God with the last Sunday of this month. Somebody shouts amen. Hallelujah. Say it like you mean it. Amen. This month we'll be talking about faithfulness. The buzzword is going to be faithfulness. God is calling us to become or to be faithful men and women. There is a call to be faithful to God. Hallelujah. And today I just want to introduce the subject so that we continue in the subsequent Sundays to understand in what ways God wants us to be faithful. These are things that we know, but we need to remind ourselves, you know, how to be faithful before the Lord. Faithfulness. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness is defined as the concept of unfailingly remaining loyal to someone or to something. Did you hear that? Unfailingly remaining loyal to someone or to something. That is faithfulness. It is putting that loyalty into a consistent practice, regardless of extenuating circumstances. Regardless of circumstances, you remain faithful. Hallelujah. You remain faithful, faithfully married to somebody irrespective of the circumstances. That is faithfulness. remain in friendship with the people, irrespective of circumstances. That is faithfulness. Literally, it is the state of being full of faith in the sense of steady devotion to a person, to a thing or a concept. Steady, immovable. Hallelujah. Another word that comes through regarding faithfulness is firmness. Firmness. Not changing in one's friendship. The moment I came to know Mr. Muhiri, I need to remain firm in my friendship with him, irrespective of what happens. And that is faithfulness. Hallelujah. Recently, we went to launch a seat. There was a lady who was launching, I don't know how they call them these days, a song. These days, they don't launch CDs. They launch what? What? You do what? You do launch an album. Okay, there you are, an album. So this young lady is married to a young man. This young man, as they were, you know, talking about that beautiful CD or album, I looked at this man and the Lord took me into a place where I began to consider this man. Because the first time I came to this country was 1999. I come to this country and I found this man of God ministering with this pastor. He was under the pastor. A young boy, he was young. But this young man has remained faithful to this pastor over years. And that hit me. As he was standing there, I thought, my God, this young man has withstood trials. He has withstood stuff. That is called faithfulness. He remains steadfast in that relationship. Now, we have jumped out and in and out of relationship before. But I'm begging you at the beginning today, going forward, begin and purpose to be faithful in your friendships, faithful in your relationships, irrespective of the circumstances. Do you know why people fall out of relationships? It's because of stuff. They begin to judge. Somebody did this, somebody said that. But listen, look in the mirror. You yourself, you're still a human being. Do you understand that? Before you begin to point that finger into that person's eye, to poke it into that person's eye, she did that, I did that, the pastor did that, my boss did this. Look at those fingers that are the other three that are pointing towards you. I am begging you to be faithful men, to be faithful women in your relationships. And somebody said, amen. Yeah, I know you don't want to hear that. You need to be firm, not changing in one's friendship or support for a person or support for an organization, even when the circumstances pressure you to change. God wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be firm. Somebody said amen. Another word that comes is steadfast. Steadfastness. We need to be steadfast in our affection or allegiance. Hallelujah. I need to be steadfast. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines it as a firm adherence. Firm adherence. It's like super glue. You are like super glue to this person. It speaks of a strong assurance, a strong binding. Listen, powerful is what binds us together. Than what destabilizes us. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than the issues at hand. Hallelujah. Look at you. Look at everybody here. Some of you are from Sierra Leone. Some of you are from Cameroon. Some of you are from Rwanda. Some of you are from Uganda. Some of you are from Britain. Some of you are from wherever. But we are here. How are we here today sat in this room? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than the differences in height, than the differences in the nose structure, than the differences in the color, in the skin color. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need to be bound together with cords that cannot be broken. We used to sing that song. I don't remember how it goes. Bind us together. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Hallelujah. Another word that comes, a very, very strong word, is reliability. Reliability. God wants you to be a reliable person. He wants you to be a reliable man. He wants you to be a reliable minister. He wants you to be a reliable. Your bosses at work cannot employ you if you're not reliable. They will not. They will not. Some of us work for agencies. If the agency keeps sending you and you're unreliable, whatever they send, they say, don't send her. Don't send, she's unreliable. When the shift is for 9, you saunter in at 11. Okay, once is the next Tuesday, maybe the trains run late, but you are doing it consistently. You are unreliable. Nobody wants to deal with unreliable. Even the trains, you know how we, some of us grew up in Africa, we know how these things work. But even now you look at, you stand at the train and you begin complaining. This train is delayed. This train is, you know why? You also like things that are reliable. Hallelujah. Reliability. It carries meanings of strength. It carries meanings of support. It carries meanings of pillars. A pillar. Look at this pillar here. This pillar, even that child who doesn't need to question the pillar, the strength of the pillar. You just lean against it because you know it's strong. You have total confidence in the pillar. Hallelujah. Total confidence in the pillar. Let's leave the pillar alone. Can every one of us, if you can, just stand up. Just stand up. Wherever. Mama, except Mama. Let's stand up. Stand up. Yeah, and stretch. 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 Do some stretching. Do some stretching. Hallelujah. You can. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay, now you can sit down. Do you know what you've just done? Did anybody here for 1 second consider that chair would give way? You didn't. You just took your bum and you have strong confidence in the chair. But you do not have strong confidence in God. Shame on you. that chair is tried and tested. The manufacturer made sure it can handle any bum. However heavy it is. That is why you just took it and just sat. Because it is reliable. That chair is faithful. Are you faithful to your friends? Can your friends rely on you? Can I, as your pastor, rely on you? Can you rely on me? That is the question. It goes both ways. Somebody say amen. Now, most of us, the funny thing is, we want people who are reliable. But yet we are not reliable as well. We are not reliable people. How are, do you see that? You want people who are reliable, but you are not. We all want people that are closest to us. Our spouses, our family members, our friends, our co-workers, our bosses to remain faithful to us. At times you go to this boss and today he tells you this, and tomorrow you find the goalposts have changed. You think you want to work with that person? No. That's why you say, you know, I left this day, I no longer work with the NHS. You say, what happened? You know, my boss changed the goalposts. They became unfaithful. Hallelujah. We all want that security where we know that loyalty is consistent and unwavering. Consistent and unwavering. Consistent and unwavering. In summer, you are the same. In corona, even in corona, you are still consistent. Do you know how many people have become inconsistent because of corona? Come back to where you stood before. Irrespective of extenuating circumstances, you need to remain faithful. I need to remain faithful. You understand that? That's a call. It's a higher call. It's a higher call. Faithfulness, my friend, is an important character quality. The Greek word, pistos, which is closely related to faith, pistis, means reliable. It means trustworthy. And yet, this is a very, very, very rare trait to find in humans. Faithfulness is one of the things that is lacking in the lives of many who profess to be saved, who profess to be Christians. And there was a man in the house. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. The preacher says, many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man, who can find a faithful man? Even God, God says, the Bible says in second Chronicles, I think 16:9, that God, the eyes of the Lord are roaming up and down. There's a version which says he's looking for people that he can show himself strong, a people that are faithful to him. He wants to show himself strong to people who are faithful. If you are unfaithful, a person, if you are an unreliable person, you are on today, you are off tomorrow, God will never show himself strong to you. Hallelujah. Paul writes to the Ephesians, talking about the characteristics of a Christian. Christians have got to be faithful. This is what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, and are what? Are faithful in Christ. Do you understand that? Not only are they just saints, but they are faithful in Christ. You need to be faithful. Amen. He continues and writes to the Colossians in chapter 1, verse 2. This is what he says. To the saints and the faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. It says, grace to you and peace from God our Father. To the saints and what? And the faithful brothers. He's not addressing unfaithful brothers. He's talking about faithful. Are you faithful? Am I faithful? At the end of it all, Revelation chapter 17, verse 14 says, they will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called, chosen, and what? Faithful. Somebody say amen to that. God wants you to be faithful. Why? Because he is faithful. God is faithful. The faithfulness of God. God has perfect loyalty. He has perfect consistency in being true to his name, being true to his character, and being true to his word. There's a place of confidence in him. God is supremely the one in whom confidence must be placed. Not in your brother, not in your spouse, not in your son, but in God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, Paul writes and says, God is faithful. God is faithful. That is his characteristic. That is his nature. And that's, you know, the Bible says that he created man in his image. He created you to become faithful. It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called, where? Into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is how we are called into fellowship. Because our God is faithful. We are called into faithfulness. Somebody say amen. He is faithful because his word and promises are. You can take the word of God to the bank. I'm even using the bank. It's just believing the word of God. But just make us understand. You can trust the word of God. Revelation chapter 21 verse 5. John the Revelator writes and says, and he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. The word of God is trustworthy and true. Everything written about you is what? Is true. Faithful. God is an eternally firm support for his people. He is eternally firm. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. The Bible says, Moses is speaking to the children of Israel. He says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is God. Thank God he's not a human being. Thank God he's not a pope. Thank God he's not a president. He is what? He is God. the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him. With who? With those who do what? Love him. It is reciprocated. If you do not love him, you will not get his steadfast love. Those who love him, he keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Our faithful God. The prophet Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 49 verse 7, says, thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and this and his Holy One, to aunt one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servants of rulers. He says, kings shall see and praise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves. Why? Because of the Lord. Who is what? Who is faithful? He is faithful. We worship a faithful God. And he has chosen you. He has chosen me and you to be faithful. He is a firm support. He is a bedrock of faith. He is a firm foundation. He is a trustworthy God. He is the pillar on which we stand. He is steadfast in character. Despite the circumstances that you are facing right now, that does not negate the fact that God is faithful. You may be sick in your body, God is still faithful. You may be poor right now, but God is still faithful. You may be hurting, God is still faithful. You may be bereaved, God is still faithful. And that's how he wants you to become faithful. Not to praise him when things are going higher. And when things are going down, you walk away. And that's what happens to most of us. Most Christians, when you see them, you know that when you see him, you know, oh my God, what has happened now? You know, there's something chasing him or her. Because when things were okay, they don't want to know. I'm talking about people who praise God when things are okay and even praise him more, even when things are going downhill. That is faithfulness. You serve him when he's answering you, and you serve him as when he's not answering you. The other time we were here giving a testimony about Mercy. Mercy has been here in this country for those years that she testified about. She would sing here, she would dance here as if she had everything. That is called faithfulness, my friend. There's a young man, a pastor, who last week he testified and said, you know, we were testifying about Mercy. You were talking about Mercy. For me, I also got my papers this much. And I looked at this guy and said, what? But the guy has been faithful, serving the Lord faithfully. Your faithfulness is not predicated on how things are working for you. Even when they are going downhill, you've got to remain what? Faithful. Somebody say amen. Amen. He is a faithful God. Irrespective of circumstances around you, you can still lean on him, and you must lean on him. The psalmist says in Psalm 46, he speaks about God as a present help in our time of trouble. A present help in the times of trouble. What? God, you allow trouble to happen? Yes. He allows it to happen, but he promises and says, you are not alone. I am there. There are troubles that you must go through. There are troubles that I must go through because they are working out something good in me. I must go through them. Jesus Christ had to go through the cross. He prayed, Lord, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. But no, there are some things that you must go through. There are cups that you must drink, my friend. There are cups that I must drink. And those ones, God allows them. And when he allows him, he says, the psalmist realized this and said, you know what, you are a present help in time of trouble. And says, therefore, because of that knowledge, I will not fear. Because I know I have got a God who is faithful, on whom I can lean. I will not fear, even though the earth gives way, even though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. I cannot fear. Are you full of... A sign when a person is full of fear, that is a sign that they don't know God. I will repeat that. When you find a person in fear, they do not know God. But they that know God, they that know their God, what shall they be? They shall be strong. They shall be strong and do exploits because they know their God. He says, although the waters will roar and foam, even if there's a tsunami, he says, I will not fear. Though the mountains tremble at its swelling. He says, there is a river. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High God. Where is he? He is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. She will not be moved. A person who knows a faithful God will be faithful in him. He will remain steadfast in him. He will not be moved by situations. He will be firm because he knows that he has got a firm God in him. A man called Augustus Toplady said, the waterfalls shall not overflow you, neither shall the deep swallow you up. Heck, even if it swallows you up, says the rock of ages lies at the bottom of the brook, and God will give you firm footing all the way through. Hallelujah. Do not fear about tomorrow. Most of us are fearful about tomorrow. What's going to happen? Which other variant are they going to announce? I can assure you, they're going to announce variant upon variant. Until they come to even mention your village, the variant of Chizoba, the variant of whatever, they will mention them. But if you do not know your God, you will be quaking. You will be quaking. You will be quaking. Do not fear tomorrow. Jesus Christ said, "Do not be alarmed about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself." Some of you are too engrossed in tomorrow that you're not even enjoying today. You don't even have the time to enjoy even the little money that comes on your account. You cannot even pause to thank God for that. Come on. There's somebody who doesn't have it. The moment it hits, tomorrow, what's going to happen? And God is saying, look at this guy. Look at this person. You can't even appreciate my faithfulness in this timing, and you expect more from me. If you cannot appreciate God when you don't have, you think you will dance for him when you have a lot? Forget it. Do not worry about tomorrow. I will repeat, if you are fearful of tomorrow, don't worry. It's already taken. He said, in fact, he says, tomorrow will take care of itself. Am I saying don't plan? No. He's not saying don't plan, he's not saying don't, but do not overindulge in tomorrow that you lose today. What will my children become? Oh my God, if I died, what? That's nonsense. Live before you die. Live. Have a life. Some of you work like donkeys day and night, 24/7, and you don't even have a life, and you are worried about tomorrow. Even the little that you are earning, you are not enjoying. You can't even sit down and enjoy a Big Mac at McDonald's. I'm talking about Big Mac because you cannot even take yourself to go to Okwalinga's and enjoy. By the way, we need to go to Okwalinga's. Is the restaurant open now? Ah, there you are. You understand? An evangelist, a man of prayer called E.M. Bounds said, we must trust God today and live tomorrow entirely with him. Do you understand? That's a person who, I'm talking about the chair, I'm talking about the pillar. You know that he's a pillar. He's the pillar on which I stand. Therefore, I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm going to trust him for today, and tomorrow I'm leaving it in his hands. Why? Because he is faithful. He says, the present is ours. The future belongs to the God. You do not have the future. The future belongs to God. You don't have tomorrow. The day you have is now. The minute you have is now. Tomorrow belongs to God. Never forget that. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that you are in a pair of safe and steady hands called God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man lays a snare. The fear of man lays a snare. But whoever, not just the pastor, not just the pope, not just the bishop, whoever means whoever. Whoever does what? Trusts in the Lord is what? Is safe. Do I have people who trust in the Lord here? You are safe. you missed a good place where to clap. I said you are safe. You are what? Safe. Memorize that scripture. Whenever there is trouble, we say, Lord, you said in your word, whoever trusts you is safe. I am safe in you. I am safe in you. And then cover yourself and sleep. And snore and enjoy the sleep. Some of you are tired. You even go to bed and wake up more tired than you went to bed because you cannot sleep. You have tomorrow. Hey, abana bange bazamirabati. My children abana be. When how will my children be? Abana bange banabirabati. Inyumba yange jenzimba. My house that I'm building. All these things are. By the time you are through that, it's morning. You've got to jump onto the train and go to work. No wonder. You are dozing off at work. You are. God's faithfulness is an integral part of Him. You understand? He is limitless in power. He is limitless in steadfastness. That implies complete faithfulness, which contrasts with human nature. He is God. He is God. He is. Do you know that He is God? He is not man. He is God. Know that He is God. That the Lord God, your God, is God. Just that. I know that He's God. The moment I know He's God, I don't fear. Like I normally tell you, I will sleep and snow the house down. Because I know He's God. Numbers 23 verse 19, the Bible says, God is not man. Period. God is not man. Thank God He's not man. If He was man, some of you wouldn't be here. What you did last week, you wouldn't be here. The way you abused the other person, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't. If it was man, he would have killed you a long time ago. You see, men are killing one another just for pointless things. Recently, last week, there was a shooting in Uganda. And we commiserate with General Wamala's family. For those of you who hail from Uganda, after losing his daughter who just died for what? In Rango, she doesn't even know. Just a girl, young girl, pursuing her life. She just dies because some animals have got some, they've got some beef with the man. They want him dead. Can you imagine? They kill his driver. Commiserations to the driver's family. May the Lord comfort those families in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God, God is not man. He says He's not man that He should lie. No. Whatever He says is true. That He should change His mind. Oh, you know what? I've changed my mind. I'm not going to bless you now. No. He has said it. Will He not do it? Will He not fulfill it? Listen, every other morning, His faithfulness is new. Yesterday's faithfulness is gone. Today, listen, tomorrow's faithfulness will be new. That's how God works. How do I know? Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never will come to an end. They are new every morning. You every morning, great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is Thy faithfulness. Sing it again, the steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Mercies never will come to an end.
They run you every morning, you every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
They are new every morning. You know why? Because every day has got its own challenges. He releases fresh ones. He releases fresh ones. It's like it doesn't. You don't walk on stale masses. He gives you fresh ones. Faithful through and through. 2 Timothy 2:13. Paul writes and says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." Your ability to become, your propensity to become unfaithful does not negate who he is. He still remains faithful. What a God. Because human beings, if you are unfaithful to them, guess what? They will most likely reciprocate that. They will be unfaithful to you. You understand? God is faithful through and through. And he's known by his faithfulness. Through his fulfilling of his promises. He fulfills promises. There are promises that are sat in every chair here. I can guarantee you that the God, the Lord God, is going to make sure that they come to pass. I said they will come to pass. I said they will come to pass. It may take long, but they will come to pass. Hallelujah. Do not be deterred by how long they are. Oh man, they labor seeker. He says in Habakkuk, although it tarries, it may tarry, but it shall come to pass. Shall come to pass. The man Abraham, his fatherhood comes from Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. The Bible says, God speaks to him and says, I will make you a great nation. He's talking about to a 75-year-old man. I'm just 54. For those of you who didn't know. Hallelujah. Don't I look young? Yeah, you should have said that. Oh, pastor, you look younger than that. You guys, where is your generosity, man? 75 years, he's telling him, this is a man who should be a grandfather by this time. His peers are grandfathers. His peers are great grandfathers. At 75, he has no child. And God is telling him, I will make you a what? A great nation. Sat in that chair is a nation. Sat in that chair are nations. Hallelujah. It may not seem like you have it, but there's a nation in you. There are nations in you. It may seem that you don't have it together, but there's a lot that is sat in you, my God, and it shall come to pass. He says, I'm gonna make you a great nation. He's talking to a fatherless man who has learned to answer to the name Abraham, father of nations. Father of nations. Yeah. Now some of you, when they call you a rich man, binyonkondo, you say, you begin to laugh. you have no idea. I don't even have a penny to my name. Begin to answer to those names. Hallelujah. By faith. You are a millionaire. Say amen. Yeah. I said, when they say amen, your eyes begin to crawl and look at your bank accounts that are crying. Father of nations, they would call him and he would answer to the name. Some of them, what happened to this guy? You know, some people are asking themselves, what happened to you? By now, he should be doing this. By now, he should have houses. By now, he should have this. By now, he should have that. By now, she should be married. What happened to her? That's what they were asking. What happened to this man called Abraham? God is talking to you. God talking to you. He said, I will make you a nation and I will do what? I will bless you and make your name great so that you may be a blessing. On Friday, we're talking here and praying that some of you are limiting yourselves. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Those Lord, bless me prayers are for other people. For me, I am praying, Lord, make me a blessing. I want to be a blessing. You know what being a blessing means? It means you are blessed, over blessed, you are overflowing, you have too much for yourself, that you have a lot to give. I want to be a blessing. And behold, the word of God came back to him. In Genesis chapter 15, he began to ask the Lord. The Lord told him to be strong. He told him to be courageous. But he asked the Lord, What shall you give me? Yet I continue to be faithful to you. And the word of the Lord came to him, as it's coming to somebody this morning. He said, the man, he began to say, look at this man called Eliezer. There was a guy called Eliezer, whom he thought was going to be his heir. Say, I don't have a child of my own. Eliezer of Damascus is not going to be your heir. He says, your heir is going to be your son. So this man shall not be your heir. And behold, your very own son, the one who comes out of your loins, is the one who will take over. 70 something by now, almost 80. Then lastly, finally, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 to 2, the promise arrives. Hallelujah. The Lord visited Sarah. The Lord visited Sarah. The Lord will visit you in due time. He will visit you in due time. He will visit you in due time. Hallelujah. He visited Sarah and handed her. And the Lord said it to Sarah as he had what? Promised. And she conceived and bore Abraham a son when in his old age. Do not look in the mirror and begin to count the gray hair that is coming. In that old age, God is still able to do what you missed in your youthful years. Hallelujah! He gave him a child in his old age. Joshua speaks to the children of Israel in Joshua chapter 23 verse 14 and says, and now I'm about to go to the way of all the earth, and you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that no word that has failed, no word has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass. Not one of them has failed. Not one of words of God, of the words of God concerning your life will come to fail. They will all come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Not one. Joshua 21:45, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. Why? Because he's a faithful God. Luke opens his account. Dr. Luke, speaking about two people. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25, the Bible speaks of a man called Simeon, who was righteous and devout, but he had been waiting for the consolation of Israel. He had been waiting to see Jesus Christ, and he saw him that day as his parents brought him to church. Hallelujah. Another woman called Hannah, the prophetess and widow. She was a very devout woman. The Bible says she never left the temple. She was fasting and praying, waiting to see the Lord. And she saw him. Both rejoiced in the fulfillment of the promises of God. Somebody say amen. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises as something. He's not slow. He's working it out. He's working it out. You know why? Because his time is not your time. He does not live in our time. He lives out of time, though he created time. Hallelujah. And so he's not bound by our time. He works according to his time. Some of you guys will get that tomorrow. God's faithfulness is revealed in his faithfulness. God's faithfulness is revealed to the faithful. God's faithfulness is revealed to the faithful. If you want to see the faithfulness of God, you have got to be a faithful man. I have got to be a faithful woman. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22, verse 26, it says, with the merciful you show yourself merciful, but with the blameless man you show yourself blameless. You want to be faithful? You want to see the faithfulness of God? Be faithful. He's calling us to be faithful. How do we respond to his faithfulness? As I conclude, he's consistently loyal to those who place their trust in him. God desires that we have faithfulness to him in our trust, unwavering belief in him, consistently loyal in him throughout our spiritual walk. Our God is the one who protects. He's the one who preserves. He's the one who entrusts everything that we have to us. That we have to us. Everything that you have belongs to him. That brings me to my last point today in our introduction. He wants you to be faithful in handling what He has created, what He has given you, what He has placed in your hands. You hear that? God wants people on whom to rely. Can He rely on you? I normally ask some people, you're asking for a blessing. You want God to give you money. How will God benefit from your wealth? Katonda funirawa obugagabo. He's looking for people on whom He can rely. That's why He created man and put him in His estate. He first created the universe. Then He created man. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. The Bible says that there was no bush in the field yet in the land. No small plant of the field had yet sprung out. He did not allow them to spring out. Why? Because He had not caused it to rain, number one. And number two, there was no man to work the ground. God does not waste His resources where there's not a faithful man. He will not release blessings upon you. He will not release rain until there's a faithful man to execute what He wants him to do. He did not allow them to spring out. Therefore, He withheld His blessings because He was waiting for a man. There are some blessings that are waiting you to align yourself to the will of God. To purpose, to be faithful to Him. The moment you position yourself where He needs you to be, then He will release the rain and things will, and the ground will yield. The ground will obey. Some of us, the ground is not obeying. You know why? We are blaming the ground. We are blaming the skies. No. It's you. It's me. Let us realign ourselves and be faithful to Him. And the rain will come. In verse 15 of chapter 2, Genesis. Then he created man and put him into the garden. To do what? To work it. To keep it. To become faithful. He put him in charge of his estate. That is why you and I are here, to do His will using the resources that He has given us. We are stewards of His estate, and He demands faithfulness as we execute His will, as we cultivate the land, as we begin to exercise our dominion. The Bible says that the angels begin to wonder why God is so concerned with man. It says, well, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6, what is man that you are mindful of him? Oh, the son of man that you care for him. Hey, you care about these guys too much, you know? They begin to complain. It's like siblings complaining about mother. Mother, you are so much with so and so, you know? In verse 7, it says, but yet you have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. But there's a problem. They're not yet under his feet. Why? Because he's not in his place. He's left nothing. He left nothing out of the control of man, but not everything is under his subjection. The only person they see that has got things under his subjection is Jesus Christ. As they say in verse 9, but we see who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by grace of God he may test the breath of for everyone. He's the only one who had things under his control. And you know why? It's because he was faithful. Jesus Christ was faithful. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Bible says, therefore, holy brothers, you who share in the heavenly calling, consider Jesus. Look at Jesus, the apostle, a high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in God's house. Jesus was faithful. Faithful to the point of death. He finished his mission. That's why he was able to stand in John chapter 17, verse 1, and say, Father, glorify the Son, that the Son may glorify you. And in verse 4, he says, I have glorified you on earth. In other words, I have been faithful with that which you gave me. I have accomplished the work that you gave me to do. God wants you and I to be faithful and looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That's why 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 1, verse 2, Paul writes and says, this is how we should regard ourselves as servants of God, attendants of God. A servant is a crew member and stewards of the mysteries of God, that we may be found faithful. When he comes, he wants to find you faithful. He wants to find. It is a requirement. It is demanded. It is necessary. It is essential. It is vital. It is requisite. It's obligatory. It's imperative. It's officially compulsory that you as a steward be found to be faithful. To be found reliable. Every eye closed. Mandelebo Saka. In the subsequent weeks, we'll be talking about areas. There are many areas in which God wants you to be faithful, but we are going to zero in on about three of them. Close your eyes wherever you are. You want God to be dependable? He's also asking you to be dependable. There's a call to faithfulness. Paul writes and says, brothers, be steadfast. Be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. And there's a reward. God promises a reward for faithfulness. There is a reward for faithfulness. There is a reward for faithfulness. The Bible says, blessed is he who will be found faithful. When the master comes and finds him doing, who will be found doing, who will be found being faithful. Are you faithful? Are you reliable? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we are asking this afternoon, my Father God, that you make us reliable men. Make us reliable women, my Father God. In the things that you have given us, my Father Lord, with the lives that you have entrusted us with, my God, make us men and women who are reliable in our relationships. In our horizontal relationships, my Father God. In our horizontal interactions, my Father. May we be faithful. Father, where we have been unfaithful, Father, we repent, Lord. And King of Kings, with our vertical King of Kings, oh Father, Lord, relationship with you, may we be found to be faithful to you, Lord. For you will be faithful to those who are faithful to you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for the unction. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace of becoming faithful men. Hallelujah. Now, if you're clapping the Lord, make sure you're clapping to him. Make sure you're clapping to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mandelelebo sekeria rabazenderebe. Hallelujah. Apostle, you want to say something or should I close? Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Go and be faithful. You want more? Be faithful in the little that the Lord has given you. Be faithful in your family. Be faithful to your friends. Be faithful at your place of work. Listen, at your place of work, do not just go there and just do things as if, you know, you are hurling. I know that you are being paid, but do it with all your energy as though you are serving God. The Bible says, whatever you do, do it faithfully. And the promotion will come to you. The bosses may not see, but God will see. And he will work through the bosses to promote you, take you to another level. Be faithful. Be faithful in church. Be faithful at home. Be faithful. Be faithful everywhere. At school. Be faithful. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. May the Lord richly bless you for listening to me. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Before we close, I just want to remind you of our programs during the week. During the week, we have early morning prayer, morning glory, Monday to Friday from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tune in and pray. It's on Zoom. Tune in and pray with the other people. Command your day in the morning before you get out of your house in the presence of the Lord. Amen. No more Bible studies on Wednesdays. We only have one meeting on Friday. And last Friday, we had a very awesome night of prayer. We had Pastor Godfrey Luanga here ministering so awesomely. Those of you who missed him, you can go back and watch the service on YouTube and on Facebook. It was a powerful testimony. Lots of prophetic words that were spoken in that service. So every Friday from 7:30 to 9, except the first Friday of the month where we go to 11. So may the Lord bless you as you remember those times. If you are at home, wherever you are, make sure you tune in. Instead of, you know, flicking channels and on Netflix and whatever, be in the presence of God. It's just 1 hour or 2 hours. And the Lord will bless you. Amen and amen. And remember that it's a month of thanksgiving. We are thanking God. We are pausing to thank God who has brought us this far. Amen and amen. Let's stand on our feet. Those of us in the sanctuary, when you're at home, if you need, you, if you aren't, you can stand on your feet as we bring this to a close. We are going out into the real world. If you have a need, if you have a need that you want God to touch, just step forward and just stand here. There's a need that you have, pressing need. Don't fear. Just stand. Come and stand here. I feel an anointing to pray over you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The faithful God wants to show himself as faithful in your life. So just lift your hands to the Father. He is faithful even in that need. Mandebosi. Those of you who do not have needs today, just stretch forth your hands to these people. Hallelujah. We are calling upon the faithful God that he will show himself faithful to these people, because his eyes are roaming up and down to show himself strong. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we pray over Kono. We pray over Miriam. The name is who? Mariam. We pray over Mariam in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we pray that you open the heavens, my God, and touch these needs right now. You are a need-meeting God. There is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that you cannot touch. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, arise and do wonders in Kono's life. Arise and do a miracle, my Father, Lord, in Mariam's life, that they may know that you are a true God, that they may know that you are a faithful God, that they may know that you are a powerful God, that they may know that there's nothing that is impossible with you, my Father God. Father, we pronounce these miracles here and now, and we say that they will come back to testify because it is done. They are met right now. Your needs are met in the name of Jesus. They are met. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to appreciate him. Mandelele boshikara brasekeriara. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time.